Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Chana Liba, Pasanecha Gittel. She should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. In this week's parasha, which is Parashas Emor, we speak about the Isser of Kohanim to become Tamei Meis. Kohanim are now to become impure to a dead body. Just provided it's permitted if this dead person is their relative. Kim l'she'ero ha'karov elav. So we're going to be discussing this pasuk, Kim l'she'ero ha'karov elav, one of the relatives that's permitted to the mace, one of the seven relatives. And we're going to base ourselves in the Torah of the great Gaon, Rabbi Aaron Levin, Zecher Tzadik v'kadosh levracha, Hashem yinkom domo, the Risha Rav, great, we've learned some of his Torah in the past, we've discussed his biography. So I love his svarim, Hadrash v'ha'iyun, among others. So in the Torah's Kohanim, it says, Kim l'she'ero akarov elov, ein she'ero ela ishto. Shteit in Torah's Kohanim, that she'er is his wife. She'namar she'er avicha hi. As it says in the pasuk, she'er avicha. Which means that it's your father's wife. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Yudches, or at least that's what you would think when you read the Medrash. However, if you look in Vayikra Yudches, you look and see the pasuk. Shteit in pasuk, Ervat Achot Avicha, the erva of your father's sister, Lo Sigale, you shouldn't expose. She'er avicha hi. She's your father's she'er. So here we have a teras kohanim, which is mafli kol roav. What does this mean? Or roehav. It's probably in a keva. The teras kohanim brings a pasuk that to prove that she'er means your wife. You're allowed to become tamei meis to your wife. And then it brings a raya from she'er avicha hi. It's your father's sister. Oh, Kashem me'od. Tosis Yantiv in Bava Basra at the beginning of the 8th parak was oimed on this. V'kosev al kush yizu the tzarech nagar or bar nagar the lefrakine. This is like a serious kasha. So says Unzir Zagoin, the grandson of the great Beis Yitzchok of Yitzchok Shmelkis, one of the great Galitzianischer Goinim. And he says as follows, Yorei Anochi Lamod Mimokom Gedolim. I have fear to stand in the place where Gedolim stand. And answer this kasha that the Tosfos Yomtiv wasn't able to answer. However, I want to defend the honor of our rabbis in the Torah's Kohanim. Did they not understand the pasuk? It can't be. So let's see what's going on. They dash in the Torah's Kohanim to she'ero hainu ishto, because isha is kibayla. A woman is like one goof with her husband. And therefore she's called she'ero shel habal, atzmo b'saro. Rashbam Bava Basra Kuftes Amid Beis. Dibra Maschil She'ero writes like this. So how do we know Be'emet that the yachas, the relationship between a husband and a wife, is so strong to the point that a woman is like her husband, and we can say She'ero, she's like the rest of him, she's part of him? How can we say such a thing? So it would appear that this pasuk that the Torah's Kohanim brings, She'era Vicha, it's your father's she'er, is a raya. Therefore, we can prove that isha kebaila ulefize memele yutzdok. And according to this, we can accept the drash that this pasuk is talking about your wife, as we will explain. So it says in the pasuk there, ervata chot avicha lo tegale she'er avicha hi. So we have to be medactic. Why does the pasuk give a reason? Mishum she'er avicha. No, just say Ervas achois avicha loy segale. Doidos chahi. She's your aunt. Why does it say that she's your father's relative? Your father's she'er, your father's sister. Say better. Say, don't reveal the erva, don't have relations with your father's sister, because she's your aunt, and you're not allowed to have relations with your aunt. Like it says later on, Be'eshes Achi Aviv, the wife of your father's brother, it says, Erecha erva asachi avicha lo segale, elishto lo sikra, avdodoschahi. So what's wrong with dodoschahi over there, over here? If it works over there. So maybe we can explain this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 28b, who asks him what it says in the pasuk Doidos Chahi, Vehalo Eishes Dodohi. What do you mean she's your Doda? She's not your Doda. She's the wife of your uncle. She's not your biological aunt. She's the wife of your uncle. So what do we mean here when we say that she's your aunt? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara Taka says, Minayin she'isha kebaila, t'chsiv erva sachi avicha lo segal lelish lo sikrov doitas chahi, v'alo eishas todohi, mechlal de'isha kebaila. So she's really considered like your biological aunt. She's considered like your biological aunt because he's your biological uncle. He's your biological uncle. And Mimela, she's your biological aunt because she's one with your uncle. Because Ishto Kagufo, Ishto Isha Kabaila. So you see that through this marriage, through this union, your father's brother's wife becomes one with your father's brother, because nisu in marriage makes one guf. So if it would have said in the Torah by achos aviv, your father's sister, ervas achos avicha lo segale dodas chahi, you could say that that's dafka if she wasn't married. But if she's married, she's kebaila, and therefore she no longer is called your doda. She's no longer my aunt. She's my father's sister. For the record, my father doesn't have any sisters. But in theory, she's my father's sister, and he should live a long life and be well. He's with my mother. She's my father's sister, but not anymore. Not anymore, because she married somebody else. So paka shem dodasa mimenu. So you would think that it's only if she's single, she's my aunt. The second she gets married, she's not my aunt anymore. Because just like when she marries my father's brother, she becomes one with my father's brother, so too, if she marries someone else, she becomes one with him, and she's no longer my aunt. So therefore the pasuk says, no, she's my father's sister. And my father's sister, she always remains. So it's not al stodascha. If it was not Dodascha, maybe she can lose Dodascha. She's no longer your aunt. And therefore it says, no. She's my father's sister, and that she remains, and therefore she's Aser. So Al Kopanim, what do we see from that pasuk? When it says She'er Avicha, why did it say She'er Avicha? Because it didn't want to say Dodascha. Why didn't it want to say Dodascha? Because you would think that the moment she gets married, she's no longer my Doda. So therefore it says, She'er Avicha, that she's my father's relative. She's my father's sister. In other words, by not saying Doda, we're learning that Isha Kabaila. By not saying Doda, we're learning that Isha Kabaila, Isha's share, Isha's part and parcel of her husband. Because it would have said Doda, then you would have said it only applies when she's single and not after she gets married. So therefore it said She'er Avicha. No, matter what, she's Asura, even after she gets married. She's my father's relative. But again, by not saying Dodascha, it's telling us that Isha Kabaila. Because if it would have said Dodascha, you would have thought that she can lose her status as a Doda. So by not saying that, because we want to ask her forever, we say She'er Avicha. So Dafka, from this Pasuk, you see that Isha Kabaila. Now we understand the Torah's Kohanim. It says in this week's parasha, She'ero. What's She'ero? She'ero is Ishto. And the raya is from the pasuk of She'er Avicha. Because She'ero is Ishto, meaning Torah's Kohanim means that Isha is Kabaila. She has the status of her husband. And therefore she's Kibbisar Shel Abal. And how do we know that? So the Torah's Kohanim brings from this pasuk that don't come close to your father's sister because she's She'er Avicha. But the kash is, why does it say She'er Avicha? Why doesn't it just say Dodascha? And like we said, if it would have said Dodascha, you would have said that that's only before she gets married, but afterwards she's no longer your Doda. Therefore it doesn't say Dodascha, because if by not saying Dodascha, it's showing that by marrying somebody else she becomes one with him. Isha Kabaila. You would have had a Havamina that she's, since she becomes one with her husband, she's mutter after marriage. So from that Havamina, in the end the Torah doesn't say, but since you would have had that Havamina to say that she's mutter after marriage because she's your Doda, she's no longer your Doda because now she's one with her husband, because that's what you might have thought. Therefore the Torah instead says She'er Avicha. She's always a surah. It means that since you would have had that Havamina, it means that a woman becomes one with her husband. And therefore here also in this pasuk, when it says She'er Avicha Kim L'She'era Karove Lav, that the husband's allowed to become Tamei to who? To She'era, his wife, who's part of him. So problem that we can obviously bring up here is, why go in a roundabout way? Why don't you do like the Gemara? Instead, bring the pasuk. The Gemara asks, "How do we know Isha Kabaila?" And then it says, "Erba se'achi avicha lo segalas, alishto lo sigrav dodascha." She's your doda. She's not your doda, says the Gemara. She's your Isha's dodo. She's your uncle's wife. So it must be Isha Kabaila. So why don't we bring from there? And the answer is, because we want to bring a pasuk with the word She'er. We don't just want to prove that Isha Kabaila. We want to prove from the word She'er that Isha is Kabaila. So therefore, we bring a pasuk with the word She'er. Even though in that pasuk, it's Dafka talking about sister. But it's actually interesting that the word Achos, Ach means to sew, S-E-W. So that means that also a sister is part of the father. So that's even more bepashtis maybe, that Kim l'she'ero akarove love, how do we know she'ero's ishto? Because she'er avicha, a sister is part of your father and also your wife is also part of you. A sister is achot, sewed, and a wife is also part of the husband. But according to the Mahalach we presented, we need a pasuk with the word she'er, because in our pasuk we have the word she'er. So we want a pasuk with the word she'er. And from this pasuk with the word she'er, we can prove that the Isha is like Baila. So when it says in our pasuk Kim L'She'er Akarove Lav, it's talking about Ishto. Because Isha is like Baila. And how do you know Isha is like Baila? Because of the pasuk Kim L'She'er Akarove Lav. Ksher Avicha Hi. You know that Isha's Kabbalah from the pasuk about your father's sister, She'er Avicha. From the fact that it didn't say Dodascha. Because then again, you would have said, oh, but when she gets married, she's no longer my aunt. Because now she's connected to somebody else. She's connected to her husband. She's one with her husband. So therefore, she's Muteres to me. So Kamash Malan. No, no, no. That Torah therefore instead says She'er Avicha, that she's part of your father, and therefore it's not the fact that she got married isn't the Mati or the Isser. She's still considered your father's sister forever, whether she was ever married or not married, it doesn't matter. But by not using the word Dodascha, it's telling you that you would think that if it was she was your doda, then she'd be one with her husband, and therefore she'd be muteris. So by not using that word, we learn that a woman is one with her husband. And again, it's proven from a pasuk where we use the word she'er. So that teaches us that in our context, she'er is a woman who's one with her husband, the wife, and that's who the husband is allowed to become tummy to. So that's a clever way of understanding the Torah's Kohanim. V'lo nina lu sharei ateirutzim. So I invite everybody to try to come up with your own. But in the meantime, we learned something valuable, and we should be zocha l'lomadu l'lame l'shmo b'las l'kayim is called divrei sama torasa b'yahava, and to remember that sof davar kol nishma v'et elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.